This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com, order a fake TV for just $29.95, and shipping is free.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you again so much for joining us on this live Thursday, July 3rd, 2014. And 14 worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, back in the saddle yet again. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to have Lord Christopher Monckton on with the latest big news on the carbon tax, global tax fraud that the globalists are pushing and how they're trying to get that agenda through and how they're trying to shut down free speech and some other breaking news that we'll disclose when he comes on with us. Then Professor Daryl Hamamoto will be joining us, coming up from UC Davis. And the professor went public last week and contacted Infowars.com via Paul Watson with the article Paul Watson then subsequently wrote. UC professor, immigration influx is about re-education of society and creating a new permanent underclass. See, they exploit these immigrants. I don't even dislike these immigrants overall, except for the Democratic Party vitriol that they're programmed with, that they deserve free welfare, you know, vote to turn in the guns, the government's God. The government's bringing in a client group that will pliantly do whatever they're told. And I know you know that, but the general public knows something's going on. They don't know exactly what. We've got to get the truthful narrative out against the lying narrative. And boy, is it getting crazy. When we come back from break, all hell is breaking loose as Obama signs this executive order and announces a bunch of other executive orders to basically legalize these illegals. He says that's how you fix the giant uncontrolled influx, is put more of them on welfare, make more of them legal. That'd be like if someone wanted to stop getting fat, they would triple the amount of food they would eat. Or if you didn't want to die, you'd shoot yourself in the head at point blank range with double lock buckshot with a 12 gauge. Or if you didn't want to bleed, you'd hack your fingers off with a hatchet. Come here, we'll pay for everything, it's free, get on buses to the United States, we'll bus you deeper in and just drop you off, and the latest welfare office will take you in. And now they're reporting VA employees switch from processing VA applications to Obamacare applications. We actually put incoming applications aside so we could focus on the ACA-related applications that came in over last summer. That's the whistleblower quote from Fox News with Neil Cavuto. So Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and the rest of our reporters down there at the border kept pointing out that the VA is basically turning off services. It was already bad. It's now basically almost like a VA stand-down in many areas. And we said, wow, what's it going to the illegals? They get everything paid for and a red carpet, but the veterans get nothing. Is this related? And it is now emerging in congressional testimony and closed-door hearings that is exactly what's happening. And when the government wants to cover something up, that's what they do. Is they have a closed-door hearing and then gag everyone that brings in the bombshell information. The good news is the whistleblowers are getting smarter about that. They're just going to the media. Whether that be old dinosaur media that'll tell the truth like Fox News on some cases, or whether it's the true new media, the only real media. The real media versus the fake media. The state-run media versus the people's media. The liberty-based, truth-based media versus the Decepticon media. It's all coming up geopolitical news, the latest on ISIS. BBC reporter says Google moving to suppress legitimate journalism and more.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Surrounding this illegal immigration influx is that the White House hasn't sent a clear message that it's not open season at the border. And over the weekend, Nancy Pelosi visited a border facility in Brownsville, Texas, and what she saw there prompted her to tug on the heartstrings of the American people. She says that we have a moral responsibility to help children that are crossing the southern border. But what about these American children that are being treated like terrorists by the TSA? Here we have an 18-month-old and her family that were thrown off a flight because her name was on the no-fly list. absolute terrorist. And then, you know, here just it goes on and on. We've got a girl that was in a wheelchair. She was headed to Disney World with her family, and she was so traumatized by that experience that she told her family, I don't want to go to Disney World anymore, because we all just really enjoy getting patted down by the TSA as if we're the terrorists. Meanwhile, it's open season at the border. One of the things that Nancy Pelosi failed to mention is that some of these children are actually active gang members. Now, we've reported before about how border agents are saying that even if these children under 17 admit to actively being in gangs, even if they're covered in gang tattoos, they're ordered to release these known gang members into America as long as they don't have a current criminal record here in the U.S. Meanwhile, cops are using pre-crime techniques to detain American citizens who could possibly commit a crime.
Pima County Sheriff's Department's MIST unit, the mental health support team, takes every threat seriously. And now, armed with everything known about a subject, a new Arizona law says the individual can be brought in voluntarily to a mental health crisis response center without a warrant or court order or visible evidence of danger.
Are we preventing crime? I think we are.
So anyone showing these warning signs can be involuntarily detained in a mental health facility. Meanwhile, if you have the warning signs of gang tattoos all over your body, or you admit to being in a gang, that's not enough of a warning sign for you to be detained. Now, here's video of police throwing a female professor, college professor, to the ground and arresting her for illegally crossing the street. And here we show video exclusively shot by InfoWars showing busloads of illegal immigrants being given the VIP treatment for illegally crossing the border. So one of the biggest issues facing these unaccompanied illegal alien children is the dangerous journey ahead of them. They could be kidnapped, pulled into the sex trade, drug cartels. They could starve, dehydrate, catch any number of diseases, rape, murder. I mean, it's a dangerous journey. Here, Breitbart News reports on the body of an 11-year-old child that was found in a border town. These kids, some are reportedly as young as 3 months old, are being sent on this dangerous journey by themselves, by their parents. Now imagine if parents here in America were, you know, showing the same kind of disregard for their children. Here we have a father in Hawaii who was sentenced to 1 year probation. He was given a $200 fine, and he was also forced to take child parenting classes. His crime? He forced his 8-year-old son to walk nearly a mile home from school because the boy refused to tell his father why he had been disciplined earlier that day. Well, the father wanted to teach him a lesson. He said, "Walk it off, and by the time you get home, you better have a better answer for me than that." Well, the judge ruled that that walking was just too severe of a punishment for this child, and the judge said, these are different times. It's dangerous for children to walk along the highway, and there are predators out there. Walking was considered too severe of a punishment to inflict on a child. Now, clearly, if the parents of these unaccompanied illegal minors were here in America, they'd be fined, they'd be arrested, they'd have their parental rights taken away. But instead, these children are given a bus ticket to any town USA, and then they're going to serve as anchor babies for their families. And then when their families get here, rather than arrest them on the spot, they're going to be reunited promptly with their children. They're going to be given access to welfare, legal representation, and amnesty, which the Obama administration is reportedly planning to announce. It's going to issue executive action to give temporary amnesty and work permits to Dreamers' parents as early as the fall. Now, while the message the White House is sending to illegal aliens might be a little fuzzy, the message they're sending to the rest of America is quite clear. It's not hope and change for America, but for everybody else. Now, you can find more reports like these at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
So we have Ian right there.
What's his name? is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
And on the eve of July 4th, 1776 anniversary, on July 3rd, 2014, I come to you live from Austin, Texas. If you want to see that video report, it's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com after it aired a few nights ago on InfoWars Nightly News with Ms. InfoWars herself, Leanne McAdoo, her reports, Darren McBreen reports, all the great reporters' reports, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, you name it, are up on InfoWars.com. And what I really enjoy seeing with a real sense of satisfaction as we go up against this tyranny is Leanne McAdoo's reports, Paul Watson's reports, Anthony Gucciardi's reports, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs' reports, and others routinely. Kent Daniels' reports on national television, national radio, international television and radio. Our reporters are now news sources all over the globe for dinosaur media and alternative new media, and are kicking butt. And that's another testament to what you can do out there, ladies and gentlemen. Most of these reporters haven't even worked in mainstream media. McBreen worked for, Scripps Howard News Service on TV and print. Leanne's got a degree from UT, worked in television. But most of these folks are people that won contests, people like David Knight. And, of course, he'd already been in media and an engineer and worked at a think tank in investigative journalism, but he was trained as an engineer. Look at what a great job they're doing just off people that entered YouTube contest. And now you see them here, changing the world. Just another example of the power of the individual working through free association with others. Absolutely dynamite. Dynamite. Liberty is sexy. Liberty is cool. Liberty is fun. Liberty is like fresh air compared to being drowned in a pit of lies. And we are here promoting it. We have serious biases around here. To tell the truth, we get off on being honorable. We get off on not being cowards. We get off on going up against tyrants. It's that simple. And the establishment calls us a disease. I call us the cure. And we're into this animating contest. We're into this fight. In fact, we've got to get that clip from Patton where he says, Americans aren't cowards. Americans love to fight. And then he just goes into that whole rant with George C. Scott. That's a real speech Patton gave. And it's time for the American spirit that tyrants worldwide have feared to be rekindled, and the tyranny that has possessed us, it's time for an exorcism. That's what America needs, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we are going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and get into all the news, and it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's just crazy. But here are just some of the headlines. VA employees switch from processing VA applications to Obamacare applications. We had already said that must be going on because the VA went from horrible to absolutely just the worst ever. Got a bunch of veterans work here. Got family that are vets. They said the VA was always bad. It is literal hell now at almost every facility. Continuing, HHS report. It looks like over a million Obamacare enrollees were illegal aliens. We're going to be getting into that. CDC ignores disease illegal crisis. Drudge carried this report yesterday by Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, and guess what? They responded today. The CDC responded within hours of the report going out on the number one news aggregator on the planet. CDC confirms activation of Emergency Operations Center in response to immigration influx. You can read that story at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, at DrudgeReport.com right now. We're going to be breaking that down. As well today, let's get into this report. Smugglers threaten landowners in Cameron County. Folks, the Mexican mafia threatens people here in Austin, Texas. And I personally have been threatened repeatedly that I'll end up dead And it didn't matter. I still went and made the reports, and people went to jail. I'm not going to go into a whole talk about that. It's been in the newspaper, but that's just the way it is. And, I mean, if somebody kills me, that's the way it is. I mean, what, you think I'm worried about the Mexican mafia? I'm going up against the New World Order here. We're going to get into that. Continuing, non-citizen driver's license in Colorado. They'll fix the gun owners there that are recalling the gun grabbers. They're going to let the illegal aliens vote. CBS News. Plan's pretty darn clear. But members of Congress aren't allowed to see the illegal alien command bases. They'll be right back. Stay with us.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All this stuff you heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marvel shooter, the fastest runner, big league ball players, the toughest boxers. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hateful to Americans. Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest food and equipment.
All right. That's George C. Scott in the movie Patton, actually, word for word, reenacting a speech that Patton gave. And he was talking about individuality in the military and saying America never lost a fight. That was up until we went under UN control for Korea and then Vietnam. And it was designed to create a counterculture movement that could pose as heroes and to get the well-meaning young people to become the new socialist elite and bring in their new tyranny. Rand Corporation, you name it, it's all been declassified. And now we're under it. And they want to break this country once and for all, break our national sovereignty, and teach us how to be losers. And now America, with the most winning record in science, patents, trailblazing, war fighting, literature, art, nobody had anything on America. That wasn't Americans saying that. That was the French. That was the Japanese, that was the Germans, that was the British, that was the Dutch, that was the Spanish. Historians marveled at the American spirit. We were exceptional. When Vladimir Putin says you're not exceptional and stop thinking you're exceptional, he's saying stop being arrogant like you can just do whatever you want. You're not exceptional. I disagree with Vladimir Putin. America was exceptional in many ways on the eve of July 4th, and I'm going to talk tomorrow in a special taped broadcast I'm going to do, at least for the first hour, I'm going to tape today. We'll be here with an original show tomorrow, but I'm going to tape it. And back Sunday live, we're going to be going over some of the reasons America really is exceptional. But now, it's not that we were exceptional in a lot of good ways, and also exceptional in some bad ways. Everything's multifaceted. Now we're exceptionally overweight, exceptionally unhealthy, exceptional diabetes, exceptional cancer, exceptionally low IQs, exceptionally low industrial capacity, exceptionally lazy population on average, and exceptionally pathetic. No one else puts up with having their genitals groped by the TSA and naked body scanners while the borders are wide open. No one else puts up with a government that publicly funds Al-Qaeda. No one else puts up with illegal aliens being given free welfare and driver's license, which they're then allowed to vote with in more than six states. And Colorado is set to be the seventh state. Game over, folks. Just like they say in the movie Aliens. Game over, man. Game over. What do you mean they cut the power? I mean, that's basically what this comes down to. North American Union, like Nancy Pelosi and General Petraeus both said in the last 2 weeks, the border's gone. Mexico just got rid of its southern border and is flooding the U.S. On record, in the Central American newspapers, it says, you will be arrested if you go into the major cities. Stay at the train terminals. Go in. The federales and army will escort you. They get on planes. They land at military bases coordinated, like Biggs Field in El Paso and major fields in San Antonio and Dallas and Houston. I mean, they're landing, calling in the air traffic. If a citizen flies over in a Cessna, F-16s are launched or brought down, you're arrested, charged with a felony, lose your license. The aircraft are landing at military bases to facilitate this. 3 months ago, the Border Patrol president went public to Breitbart and was interviewed, audio and video, two different interviews, so did the vice president, and said there is a stand down from San Diego to Brownsville. And then we went down there with cameras, and it's on video. But it's beyond the stand down. They are ordered to put them on buses and ship them in. I know you know that. But we're just now forcing that national debate. And you notice there's people demonstrating against this. And they're calling them racist and all this other garbage. I mean, imagine if you went to Russia or Switzerland or anywhere else and said, I'm showing up here for everything free. They would laugh at you. We have become a joke.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Take me to the center.
Take me to the center in those supersonic years. Electrifying enemy is drowning in his fear.
The symptom of the universe is written in your eyes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it is July 3rd on this Thursday global transmission. We are L-I-V-E. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thank you so much for joining us. There is no doubt anyone who's ever lived had any experiences knows that dependency breeds sloth, envy, evil, corruption, decadence, unhealthiness, mental illness. Victor Hugo, one of my favorite people to quote, French statesman and philosopher, said that prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. I just kind of did it backwards. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. He also said no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And the globalists think that they're going to use high-tech systems to allow their dehumanization to finally work, and that this time tyranny will really succeed. There's an ancient war by control freaks against independent people. They don't like men that are better than them independently. They don't like women that are better than them independently. They have always sought to create organizations and systems to crush the greater spirits. And that's what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. They are at war with us. And you are an independent, strong person who has dignity and who values being a good, honorable person. And they don't like that. And they're going to come after you. You don't want power. You don't want to run things. You don't want to boss people around. You don't want to be in control. You have enough dignity to not want to run other people's lives. But I got news for you. You're going to have to step up and take control of things, or you're going to lose your freedom. We have now entered the most decadent cycle this world has undoubtedly ever seen. Every major historian, every major social critic, psychologist, anthropologist, they're all on records from different perspectives. I don't care if it's George Will or Camille Paglia. I don't care if it's Dinesh D'Souza or Michael Savage. I don't care who the researcher is, left, right, center, libertarian, it doesn't matter. Humanity is entering the great crisis. And corruption is accelerating and hiding in the complexity. But if we, the good men and women out there, who aren't perfect, but have a heart that loves justice, stop complying with open tyranny, rediscover our human dignity, oppression and all of its diseases will vanish like phantoms at dawn. Like mist at dawn, to quote Thomas Jefferson. I'm paraphrasing the quote. But if the people are educated in basic liberty and armed and ready to defend their freedom, tyranny and all of its corruptions will fade like the mist of phantoms at dawn. That's my own paraphrase of the larger quote that I haven't read in years. Look up a Thomas Jefferson quote about phantoms at dawn. I'll give people the actual quote. That's what's going on here. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It makes it worse. And we've now reached that breach point that I can intellectually see, but also at my gut level feel the last few years, where wars are starting from Central Europe to Eastern Europe, to the Middle East, to Africa, to Asia, with China threatening to attack not just Japan now, but the Philippines. The Philippines. Officially, a month ago, said we may just take major islands, like the Japanese did in World War II. I mean, it's the headlines are so off the chart. And then mainstream news is covering the latest kidnapped child with Nancy Grace and how Alex Jones is deeply racist and behind the Boston bombings and how, you know, the alternative media needs to be shut down because it's evil and how horrible Drudge is. I mean, it's Twilight Zone, folks. The White House has media matters every day attacking this operation and other pro-liberty operations wanting us shut down. What does that tell you about the all-powerful Sauron that is supposedly the New World Order? They're not that powerful. We could shake them off like fleas if we ever decided to do it. And they know that. They found the quote. Enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. Thomas Jefferson. And there's a longer quote that I conflated with that earlier part, but yeah, evil spirits. not phantoms. Yeah. Were you just on air, CJ? I'm glad you are, because when you talk to me, that's why you're welcome to pop in anytime you want.
Thanks.
Because it sounds like I'm talking to myself when you talk to me. I go, yeah, that's right.
Like talking to a fan.
My dad's heard it before and go, who are you talking to? I sound like a crazy person. I already am obviously insane. So please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex is talking to a real human being.
All right. I should probably open the phones up. I mean, there's just so much news here. Toll-free number to join us. First-time callers on this Thursday that feels like a Friday. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. In California and other states, people are going out with American flags to their border that's been collapsed, where the Homeland Security black buses pull in, now from Mexico. They're not even dropping them off at the border now. They're just bringing them in to then be deployed by the tens of thousands every few days as Democratic Party voters, as Colorado and other states vote to give them driver's license to vote. So all of this is going on right now. All of this is unfolding right now. And I mean, imagine if Mexico was busing U.S. citizens in by the tens of thousands every few days and giving us welfare and letting us vote. You would have Mexicans on their border protesting it. I mean, what are you, if you're a citizen and pay taxes, what is it if you are a citizen and then you pay for everything but get nothing? The veterans are having their health care cut so they can enroll illegals. That's in the news. That's now on Fox News last night on Neil Cavuto with whistleblowers that have told Congress this and nothing's being done. I mean, it's all a fraud. And then Obama's up there going, you darn anti-immigrant racist, in his speech over the weekend. Another speech he gave a few days ago. We played clips here. How dare you not do anything about the border? That's why this is happening. And all of this is going on while every other form of lawlessness you can imagine is unfolding. And then Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Petraeus and all of them are saying at all these big think tank meetings, no, this is about North America. What comes after America? North America. That's why they have U.S. troops at public events patrolling Canada. I mean, that's in the Toronto Star. That's in the National Post. Look it up. Mexican and Canadian troops are to patrol America. Canadian and U.S. troops are to patrol Mexico, and vice versa. And, you know, I've got family in the last year who isn't in Afghanistan or Iraq anymore running helicopter operations and ground operations, you name it. They're in Mexico. And I don't just mean northern Mexico. I mean deep in Mexico. All State Department run. And the public doesn't even know this is going on. We had Shelly Castile, former DEA agent, retired Vietnam veteran, been a Border Patrol agent after Vietnam, became a DEA, saying 8 years ago on this show, 2005, as it was 8 years ago, 9 years ago, the videos are public, saying our government's training Los Zetas is a CIA secret army to destabilize and collapse Mexico into the United States, and they're going to bring in martial law using it. And then Shelley, they came to Shelley and said, yeah, we heard your interview. He did another interview with us, and they said, in studio with video, he was in Kevin Booth's documentary that aired on Showtime as well about it, and they came to him and they said, you need to shut up. He's a school teacher in South Texas. And then because he was in a divorce and stuff, he had to sell his 20 guns to get money. And he moved into a trailer. You know how divorces are. No criminal record, school teacher in McAllen. And he went to the gun show at three gun shows and sold his guns. And a buddy kept saying, sell me another shotgun, sell me another shotgun. So he finally sold him the shotgun, just like the Green Beret with Ruby Ridge. And the state police pulled him over with the ATF and said, you're going to prison, and they railroaded him into prison for 3 years for gun running because he sold his guns. They set him up. That's why I've had family even say, hey, I want to buy that gun from you. No, I'm not even selling it to you. I mean, it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen, how screwed up this country is. And, of course, everything Sully said came out. It came out in the El Paso Times about 3 years ago, and it came out in the Chicago Tribune 3 years ago, and then over the last 2 years, years after Kurt Nemo reported on it, we reported on it, that Wasettas is totally CIA-run, came out in federal court to knock out the other groups and destabilize Mexico. So the globalists are collapsing Mexico into 130,000 dead in 8 years. They're overflowing the United States with refugees who then come into the very arms of the globalists to then become political voters in a block to take down the country. That's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. That's how the globalists operate. And that's the country we live in. You get a divorce, you're a sniper, army veteran, border patrol agent, DEA, now a school teacher. You sell your guns, you go to jail. Totally legal and lawful. They've got judges that would put a two-year-old into a gas chamber if they were told to. You ship tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to destabilize Mexico and blame the Second Amendment, you don't get in trouble. This is the country we live in where they allow the IRS to do things that are literally 100,000 times what Nixon did. Nixon had 120-something names in a safe, never used them with their IRS records. Obama publicly uses the IRS on tens of thousands of people, putting innocent people in jail, persecuting political speech, arresting Dinesh D'Souza, and doesn't get in trouble. You see, this is the total lawless evil that they have allowed. And then they've got coyotes publicly shipping people across on jet skis, shooting anybody in the head that gives them a problem. When you get shot in the head and your husband dies, the media says, oh, you're just being racist and made this up. Maybe the wife shot the guy in the head until they get caught shooting more people in the head. I mean, it's a joke. America is gone. America is a giant joke to the world because we act like a joke. You take your shoes off, your belt off, you get yelled at by the TSA, you go through the lines, you get naked body scanned until you sign up for Trusted Traveler and waive all your rights into their system, which is the national ID card they planned all along. And then now I notice at the airport, they're phasing it back in to still search you when you do that. I mean, we know their whole plan. Even the TSA people that call themselves agents, they don't know what's going on. And by the way, I saw them putting little kids back in the naked body scanners. Congress told them, don't do that anymore, we'll defund you. And they go, okay, we'll stop. And they didn't stop because it's a military operation against us. Our government funds ISIS. I have a stack of articles here. They arrested people in Austin and Houston last month. In Austin and Houston last month for trying to go join ISIS to fight. And now a woman in Colorado has been arrested for trying to give material aid to ISIS, which is Al-Qaeda. Now, my issue is our government publicly gave them Stinger missiles. Our government has opened the border up for nationals out of Syria, Iraq, you name it, on record to be pouring across China, Pakistan. It's just wide open. And people from all the world are landing now in airports in Mexico. It's on the news down there, overflowing to then take flights into the U.S. or to take flights up to the border and come right across. And then, but they'll arrest you, though, if you try to give material support because one hand doesn't know what the other hand's doing, see? Or it creates headlines, I guess, that scare the public that there's a terror threat. Of course it's a terror threat. Our government's illegitimate and is running it. So that's just some of the information. Smugglers threaten landowners in Cameron County, Texas. CDC ignores diseases, illegals, crisis. We reported on that yesterday. Today, HHS reports that that indeed is going on and that they are, quote, responding to it. No, they're not. They're busing them in, ladies and gentlemen. They're just releasing them. It's incredible. I'm going to go to break, come back and talk to Daniel, David, Shane, Derek, and Seth in the next segment, the one after that. Then Lord Moncton's joining us with breaking news. And then the professor, Hamamoto, will be joining us. He is from UC Davis, a mainline, you know, established professor, saying this is part of a takeover plan, basically. He's going to be joining us. Warren's embassy will lead to creation of subservient underclass, literally slaves of the government. And he's not saying that because he dislikes the mainly Hispanic immigrants. It's that it's being done on purpose to create a new permanent Hispanic slave class that loves their slavery under racial identity. This is how you make slaves. You make them love it. So that's coming up, and he's an expert on that. So briefly, we will sell out of these very, very quickly. We have the new belt buckles in, the new Molon Labe belt buckles, ladies and gentlemen, are in. We've already sold half of them after they've been in for a week and a half. And we have just a few of the George Washington belt buckles that were not as popular. Still popular, almost sold out. But we have, ladies and gentlemen, the Molon Labe brass and the nickel silver plated. Made in America for $44.95. Belt buckles like this anywhere else would be $100. They cost us 20-something to make. Help support the InfoWar. They're all discounted for July 4th through the month of July, along with some new Second Amendment T-shirts that are available at InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Wear your colors proud.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gain your independence this 4th of July. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Call Emergency Essentials right now at 800-999-1863 or go to beprepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We'll be right back. win-win-win when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com with the great high-quality supplements that have been life-changing for myself and I know many others. You've heard the rave reviews. When you get the new Molon Lambe shirt, we have the other bestseller that came out a few months ago. There is a new shirt out today in the Made in 1776 area that I don't believe has even gone up yet. Weldon was showing it to me, saying it was had gone up, but I don't see it at madeit1776.com. But there is a new Molon Lambe shirt. We've got discounts running through the month of July that just launched today, 25% off all of the Made in America apparel, golf shirts, you name it. And some of them are very tasteful and low-key. They just say madeit1776.com. People will say, what does that mean? What's that stand for? Or, hey, what's Molon Lambe stand for? Or, hey, what's that belt buckle stand for? Or you'll meet like-minded people, and then it's a win-win because it then funds the very tip of the spear in the info war. So check out some of the new shirts that will be up on the site, if not now, later today. So, again, that's madeit1776.com. Takes you right to the Made in America area of the site, or the master site, madeit1776.com, is a subsection of InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to Daniel in New York. Thanks for calling in as the country is publicly collapsed. Obama and the New World Order's a little birthday present to the former republic.
Hey, Alex, thank you for having me. I'm a really big fan and really appreciate all you do.
Well, thank you, my friend.
You are reporting on your website right now a impeached Obama protester charged for flying InfoWars and Gadsden flags. Well, that's me, who was arrested, and I wanted to address you and your listeners about how my rights were being violated in New York State. They were charging me for criminal nuisance and disorderly conduct for holding a peaceful impeached Obama protest, which no one was harmed or injured over the expressway, and I had a press conference on Tuesday with my lawyers, and we're putting a lot of pressure on Nassau County.
You know, it's funny that you called in. We have a story about you at InfoWars.com today, Daniel. And this is in New York where they said, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, get out. And then Cuomo said, I'm serious, get out. He almost said, we'll break your legs, like right out of the Godfather or something. And I want to get you on as a guest, maybe on the nightly news tonight or maybe on the Sunday show, to properly talk about what happened to you, where the cop says you're endangering the public by your free speech. Monsanto will tell reporters they can't be on public sidewalks. I just saw a video of Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton doing that. In America, they go, yeah, it's a public sidewalk, but you can't be here. This is what they do. This is the new attitude. I have videos out today where police beat up video people and then charge you with attempted murder when they beat you. If you put your hand up as they billy club you, but the borders are wide open. You need to win this in court, and then you need to go after the so-called immunity of the police officer, because they don't have immunity when they're not executing the law, when they're frustrating the law, like cops trying to block black people from voting in the South in the 50s, they then have no immunity. And this fake immunity must be broken, and the grand juries and the juries must break it. Anything else? You want us to get your number and get you on the show?
Yes, I would love that. I really appreciate it. I would love to tell my story. And I'm wrongfully accused. I was well on my right. And I'm going to fight this. I'm going to fight this to the bitter end.
I'll tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. And then, do you have video Skype? Because I'll do an interview with you after the show for the Nightly News tonight.
I can download Skype. I have no problem with that.
All right, well, listen. Let's tape you for the Nightly News at about 3:15 Central today. I'm going to get your info right now. Don't hang up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.